CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're going exploring. We're going via French Guiana. Here's the mystery. The Webb telescope that is now prepared for launch, and it's going to launch more than a million miles from us, and therefore be impossible to retrieve or fix, I believe, for what the technology is now. It is going there via French Guiana. Bob, what the heck? This is a billions of dollars of investment. NASA's eaten all of its exploration budgets for years, and we're sending it to French Guiana? Why?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I get asked this all the time on Behind the Black whenever this comes up. The James Webb Space Telescope was originally proposed back in like 97, 98. And when the budget was first proposed, it was going to cost $500 million. It's now cost $10 billion. That's a 20 times budget override and cost overrun. And then in addition, it was supposed to launch in 2011. It's 10 years behind schedule. Well, they shipped it to French Guiana so it could be launched on an Ariane 5 rocket, now scheduled for December 18th, and it's arrived at the launch site, the processing facility, and they're going to begin to stack it on the rocket. Why is it launching on a French Ariane 5 rocket? Well, because when this project was first proposed, the Europeans made a barter agreement with the U.S., a political deal, and this is the same deal that was done, by the way, with Hubble. In exchange for a guaranteed portion of the observing time for European astronauts, they agreed to pay for the launch. And so they're paying for the launch. We don't have to pay anything. European Space Agency is paying for the launch. In exchange, European astronomers will get a portion of time on the James Webb telescope guaranteed. And for them, it's a very good deal. It really worked out well with Hubble because everything they contributed to Hubble was a failure. And so they contributed nothing to Hubble in the long run, and they ended up getting 15% of the observing time. In this case, the launch will hopefully succeed. Ariane 5 is a very successful rocket. And so in this case, we'll at least get some payback from them for the time they'll get you.
And the news is that Webb is now in French Guiana on its way to the launch pad. What is it?
No, it's in the processing facility. They're now going to stack they got to stack the satellite, the telescope on the rocket itself in preparation for launch. Launch is still a few months, you know, December 18th is still like 2.5 months away, and it's going to take time to do that. So that's where they are now.
I've decided to start worrying about it now, Bob, because, you know, things go wrong, right? You know, somebody drops it and something like that. All right, we go to, and this is a profound problem. What does orbit or journeys in space do to the human body? And in this particular instance, it has to do with weightlessness. What are they concerned about, Bob?
Well, there's lots of problems with weightlessness. A recent study took blood samples of 5 Russian astronauts before, during, and after several long-term missions in space, averaging about 169 days. And what they found in those blood samples is biomarkers that we now have recognized for a while now as indicating some kind of brain damage. Significant issue. Now, they haven't found brain damage in these astronauts. What they found, though, is the biomarkers that have been now, that are now considered to be signals for brain damage. They need to take more looks at this, but it is definitely an issue. There's a lot of issues with weightlessness. Long-term weightlessness is not good for the human body. And so for long-term missions to Mars, it's going to be a problem no matter what. To really solve the problem, you need a very large spacewalk where you can somehow do centrifugal force and create artificial gravity. Really, that's the solution in the long run. But right now, that's got to be tested.
I remember reading about the Kelly brother who came back from almost a year in space. And the detail that struck in my mind, because there was lots of blood testing as well, was that after he'd been home for a day or two, he reported that his ankles were as big as balloons and he was having trouble moving around. Now, eventually, everything was said in the reporting I was reading to have calmed down. But that is not a positive for weightlessness.
When I was writing Leaving Earth, I interviewed one cosmonaut who spent a year in space, and he's explained to me that what they had found, the Russians, is that for however long you are in space, it's going to take an equal amount of time on Earth to return to normal. So if you're in Earth space for 5 months, it's going to take you 5 months before you're back to normal. If you're there a year, it's going to take a year. And so this is a profound problem that we have to solve. There's no doubt about that.
Australia is going to build a nuclear power submarine. Nope, wrong story. Australia is going to build a lunar lander. Okay, Bob, what's up with Australia building all these things?
Well, this is not a lunar lander. They're going to build a rover. And what NASA is doing is it's, once again, it's being a customer. It's farming out what it needs. It's going to have, it has lunar instruments. It wants to get to the lunar surface. It's going to use commercial lunar rockets to get them up. It's going to use commercial lunar landers to get them down. And it's going to use an Australian lunar rover to move that instrument about on the lunar surface. This is among many different missions, but they signed a deal with Australia so that by 2026, a Australian rover will land on the moon and provide transportation on the surface for a NASA instrument, John. That's
Wait, I want to understand this. This is like an Uber on the moon that is going to be leased to instruments that are made by somebody else?
Yeah, the instruments are NASA instruments, NASA scientists, but this is the same thing as the landers that are privately built. NASA puts its instruments on them. They're trying to farm out as much of the technology to private or independent sources so that there's competition, the costs go down, innovation, and let those private sources or government sources like Australia own what they build so they can use it for other purposes. That's the idea, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.